Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
There's a difference between I believe he exists and I trust him. To believe that God exists or there is a God in heaven does not require you to have trust or even faith, which I'm afraid that many people, that's what they've been saved into.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. We pray this sermon series has been a blessing to you. This series is entitled Mind Management. Let's go back into this series today with Pastor Rogers. This is Mind Management, Part 6. Let's get back into this series with Pastor Rogers.
This is where you learn character. You get all that mess out, because when God needs you to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, he don't need you wimping out or faking out or being fickle or sometimey up and down. He needs you to be faithful. Come on, somebody. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. If you're going to go to heaven, he's not going to care about your church attendance record or how much you gave in the offering. He wants to know, have you been faithful over a few things? I'll make you ruler over much. Ultimately, when you are renewed in your mind, then you can possess the land and live in freedom. Your attitude, however, will always keep you in the wilderness until you grow up to responsibility. Grow up to respond. This is something that is lacking in our day, responsibility. People don't want to have responsibility. It means I got to be responsible for something, and I don't want to lead anything. I don't want to be in charge of anything, but I just tell you how to do it. Come on, somebody. The whole back seat is full of people and one guy, and everybody yelling at him. Come on, say amen. I know I'm talking about your family. You can be saved, but stuck in the wilderness. And if you're not careful, you'll start liking and wanting the past to go back. Not believing God, not moving forward when God wants you to. And where does that happen first? It happens in your mind. Let me say to you, Jesus said this. He said, love the Lord God. This is the first commandment. He said, love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Am I right about that? Is that what the, and all your strength, all your strength. Love the Lord God with all of your heart. Here we go. Okay, so we know that's the spirit, right? And we know that's the soul, right? And we know inside of there is your mind and your don't be slow on me now, because you know I will rewrite it and we'll go back to the beginning. Okay? So you are a
spirit.
Come on, y'all. You are a
spirit.
You have a
soul.
You live in a
body.
All right. So Jesus says, what? Love the Lord God with all of your
heart,
which is the seat of your emotions. Love the Lord God with all of your heart, with all of your
soul.
Mind? Is it soul? Mind? Is it? What is it? Look at you scrambling for your Bible. What does it say? Love the Lord God with all of your
heart.
Well, why in the world would Jesus say mind twice? That's like saying, love the Lord God with all of your heart, soul, with all of your heart, mind, and strength. Because we understand the heart to be the seat of the emotion. Did he say that? This is not a trick question, y'all. This is very important for your understanding here tonight. This is the difference between you moving forward or staying back. What did he say? Love the Lord God with all of your
heart.
There will be a test, I'm just telling you. With all of your heart, soul, mind. That's like God saying, love the Lord God with all of your mind. Why would he have said two? Why would he have said mind and mind? Because there are two spheres, two functions of your mind. There's only two. One of them is your memory, and the other one, for sake of not a lot, is your imagination. Either you're in your memory or you're in your imagination. Y'all think I'm messing with you, don't you? You're either in your memory or in your imagination. You're either thinking about what has been, or you're thinking about your future. Okay? Do you trust me for a minute? I'm going to lead you out of this wilderness in just a minute. I know some of you are going, it doesn't matter to me. I'm thinking about yesterday. Some of you right now are not thinking about this. You're thinking about tomorrow. Some of you are thinking, when I get home, I'm going to eat me something. What can I eat? What's in the refrigerator? Because wherever your mind is at, so what does God say? What is Jesus saying to it? He said, you love the Lord God with all of your
heart.
He's saying to us, give me all of your passion. Don't just give me just part of you. I want the whole thing. I want all of your memories, and I want all of your imagination. I want you focused your mind upon that. I want you to give your passions to me, because if you let distractions come, they call that am I right? God don't want you just daydreaming out there. He wants you to have an arrested, managed mind. Because if you don't, listen, the default is your memory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? America got really fat days after 9/11 because everybody, whenever you go through a crisis, everybody goes to comfort food. What happens? Just give me the stuff that I'm used to. I don't want nothing. I don't want no exotic stuff. I want to go back. I want comfort food. And everybody got really big and fat then, because that's what happened. Because we default to our memory. And if you're not careful, this is what happened with the children of Israel. They said, we ate fish back there, and we ate garlic, and we ate onions. Am I right? Why? What were they saying? It's better back there than it is here, because we can't see this. We can't see ourselves going forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be a prisoner in the jail watching me tonight, but if you can get your mind out of there, you'll be out of there soon enough, and your body will have to follow. The enemy wants to steal your future by not arresting and managing your mind, and therefore it will always default back to something that was better, or somebody hurt me, or somebody this, or all those kind of memories, and it used to be so good. You know, Pastor, it used to be so good back then. Really? Do you mean to tell me that you're gonna forfeit your future in the promised land simply because you don't want to take responsibility for taking a step into a brand new area, and you're willing to lay back on your memories? And you might as well say it just like Jimmy Carter said it years ago. He said, the best days of America are in their past. Guess who's not a president now? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, imagine in this presidential election somebody standing up behind the podium and saying, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that the best days of America are behind us. Vote for me. Everybody's going to say, what do you want to do? Take us back to the Model T? Come on, y'all. Anybody liking those padded seats you're sitting on tonight? Got a little lumbar in the back and all that? How about that air that's floating through here? So if we're going to go back, how far are we going to go back to the good old days? Tell me about the good old days. I understand memory. I understand, and God doesn't want you to lose your memory. But if you get stuck in that, you're going to forfeit your future. And I wonder what God has in store for you that you don't even know, that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, and neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him, simply because you don't want to take responsibility to take the next step in your mind first. I'm good. This is the terminology. I'm good, Pastor. Really. So how far back are we going to go? Because I can tell you, we can go back. We can go back. I mean, I'll call David Phillips and we'll haul dump truck loads of sawdust and get us some brush and make us a brush arbor out there. We won't have no air. We'll have no heat. Y'all ain't feeling that at all, are you? Come on, because we got so comfort now, so comfortable, that now all we want to do is say, boy, wasn't it good back then? Wasn't it wonderful back then? Oh, do you remember whenever, and I'm not denying your memories, it was great, but God has left the building. God is in the promised land. Are you going to stay in the wilderness? I can't get no amens, but I'm preaching it right in here. Here's what happened. They trusted their past more than God's plan for their future. I want you to hear that and remember what I said. They put their trust multiple times the children of Israel said, let's go back. Let's go back. In fact, multiple times they voted in leaders to take them back. And every time they voted in a new set of leaders to go backward, God said, I'm not going back with you. And every time they voted in a new pastor to take them back to Egypt, God opened up the earth and swallowed up their leaders, closed it up, and they said, where are we supposed to go? I wonder, what are you hoping for? What are you trusting God for? Is it better in the back? Is it better back here? Or is the salvation of your family that God has in the future that is waiting on you to take a step of faith and trust him worth the journey? I wish I had some help up in here. It's getting a little tight up in here, a little tight. Because I'm talking to the generation and I know what I'm talking about. Because the default mechanism to go back to the memory hits me often. Pastor, you don't like our memory. It's not that I don't like our memories. I got photo albums. Listen, come on by someday and I'll pull out the photo albums of Pace Assembly and you can have about 2 or 3 years worth of viewing. We got pictures of everything. Yeah, thanks to the emeritus, we got pictures of everything. Okay, still taking pictures. But there is a future. Anybody, let me ask you this. Anybody want to go to heaven? Yeah. Well, you're going to have to leave here to get there. In fact, there's only two ways you're going to make it. Either you're going to die or the rapture is going to take place. Well, Pastor, I don't want to die. Hey, I don't want to die either, but that's the only way we're going to get there. You're going to have to absent this body. Now, the question is, do you trust him enough? Has he proven himself to you to be faithful and true and a God of character and a God of ability and a God of strength that you can trust him and march right off the map into the unknown, knowing that God has prepared for you something that's better than what your mind can ever think about?
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.